the AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising. WGCM.
Hey, do you know anyone who mows? My yard desperately needs some TLC.
Yeah, T-Mows.
Okay, who's T?
I meant T-Mows Lawn Services. They've been keeping my yard looking its best for years.
Oh, T-Mows Lawn Services. Got it. Do you think they could help with my flower beds too?
Definitely. T-Mows offers landscaping, pressure washing, fence staining, pretty much anything you can think of. Residential or commercial, they're insured and good, honest people. Look up T-Mows Lawn Services for a free quote today. T-M-O-W-S.
Munn Enterprises is looking to hire a crane operator and crane riggers for its Biloxi branch. All applicants must have Class A CDL license and CCO crane certification, CCO crane rigger certification, or ability to obtain one. Also must have the ability to calculate loads and perform other duties as assigned. Munn Enterprises is a fast-paced work environment where honesty and integrity is a must. Munn offers competitive pay, insurance, vacation, and holiday pay. Call Munn Enterprises at 228-910-7446 or apply online at munnsigns.com.
Trying to buy or sell your car, truck, or motorcycle? Gulf Coast Motorsports Magazine's classified ads are viewed by thousands of people each month. Picture ads are only $10, and non-picture ads are only $5, and that's for 2 months.
Find out more at GulfCoastMotorsports.com.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, staying warm tonight, mostly clear sky, the low 81. Tomorrow, another hot one, mostly sunny, a high of 96. There is a 40% chance of scattered showers tomorrow. 30% on Sunday with a high of 94.
Big girls don't cry. They cruise. Cruising WGCM.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Friday. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting you set for first pitch as the Shuckers tonight turning into their alternate identity of the Biloxi King Cakes to honor over 120 years of Mardi Gras celebrations and traditions on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And they enter today as one of the hottest teams in all of AA, 19-11 in the second half. Tied for the second best record in AA in the second half. They are 49-48 overall. There's a take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas, 46-51 on the season. They're at 13-16 in the second half. David Blake alongside you as we come to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Biloxi. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Shuckers. Visit them today online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers enter today, again, 19 wins in the second half and two straight comeback wins. It was 3-2 on Wednesday thanks to a Brock Wilkin three-run shot in the eighth inning. Yesterday, the Shuckers needed extras in a game where nobody scored until the 10th, but the Shuckers were able to get the win. One run in the top of the 10th from Rocket City got followed by a game-tying RBI double from Nick Cale in the bottom of the 10th, and the very next batter, Casey Martin, drove one over the wall in left center. a two-run walk-off homer. First time the Shackers have done that since late May of last year when Jackson Churio did it against the Montgomery Biscuits. Because of that, Shackers enter today one of the hottest teams in AA. They've won four of their last five. Trash Pandas, meanwhile, have lost six of their last seven. Big note on the pitching side of things last night. Rocket City, yes, they scored their first run in the 10th inning, but they did not tally a hit after the first inning. Orlando Martinez's single in the first, the only hit tallied by Rocket City. Brett Witrowski, Will Childers, Craig Yoho, Sam Garner combined for nine consecutive no-hit innings in a 3-1 Shackers win in 10. Brett Witrowski also yesterday tied his career high with six shutout innings. It's the third consecutive home start he's gone at least six innings. We're getting set first pitch. King Kicks and Trash Pandas scheduled for 6:35. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview. And as always, on Fridays, we are joined by Shackers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena to recap the week, talk a bit about Mike Bovee coming back off the injured list, Ernesto Martinez Jr., and Lamar Sparks' big months of July. And we also talk a little bit about the shoe game that the coaching staff's rocking tonight for the King Cakes night. All comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Shackers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shackers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shackers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shackers pregame show. We're getting set for Friday baseball. Shackers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes, getting set to take on the Rocket City Trash Pandas. It's been a wild week of baseball, and we're joined, as always, on Fridays by Shackers bench coach and acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, what a wild week of baseball it's been. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
How crazy has it been to watch this week unfold? Two big-time wins for this team. Last night, Casey Martin, the walk-off homer. Brock Wilkin two nights ago. That three-run shot in the eighth inning to give you guys the win.
I mean, winning is always fun, you know, but whenever the guys make it interesting and good things happen in the last few innings, like that's always good to see. You know, that always brings the energy, you know, back up and the enthusiasm, like, back to the guys. And it's just good to see the guys, you know, being successful late in games when it matters.
How about the battling and the comeback wins from this team? It seems like every time you turn around, this team's having some sort of comeback win. Last two nights have been that in a big-time way, getting down late and pushing through and getting a win.
I mean, like I said, like, it's always good to see them, you know, be successful late in the game when the game is on the line. You know, it takes a special group of guys, you know, to stay locked in, you know, for nine innings or 10, like it was last night, you know, and you know, and just keeping the, you know, the energy up in the game, you know, like for such a long time. So it's just good to see them, you know, be in that position to be winning those kind of games.
You talk about it. It takes a special group of guys to be locked in for 9, sometimes 10 innings, but it also takes a special group of guys to go on the run that this team has to start the second half. 19-11, one of the best second half records in the entirety of Double A. How much has this team come together? How much has this team grown throughout about the past 6-7 weeks of this season?
I mean, I think the additions that we had, you know, like to our roster, we added some veteran guys that definitely, you know, brought in some leadership to the team. And has helped, you know, like the younger guys, you know, to get acclimated to the Double A, to the Double A life, and it's just been like really, really good to see, you know, like the guys are pushing each other, you know, to be better every day and keeping each other accountable. So that's been a huge part of our success, I think, you know, during the last month and, you know, so far during the second half.
And this has all really been without one of the best guys on this team in the lineup on a daily basis in Mike Bobby, who just got back from the injured list yesterday. How much of a jolt to this lineup does Mike Bobby coming back get?
I mean, definitely a good headache to have, you know, like when you have a lot of guys that can, you know, like that can contribute in your lineup. Bobby's definitely, you know, one of our, you know, better hitters out there, and it's really good to have him back. He can also play some first base, some third base, and just be a, you know, really good defender out there too. So he definitely brings a lot to the table.
Well, and he's a guy like Brock Wilken who can play every single day. Brock hasn't missed a game since coming off the injured list. Bovey, before he got injured, had not missed a game since coming up to Double A. How important and how great is it to have those guys in the clubhouse that are willing and wanting to play each and every day?
I mean, that's definitely, you know, very, very helpful. When you have guys that never want to be taken off the lineup, like, it just makes your life easier, you know. You just got to find ways to, you know, to give them a DH here and there and just make sure that they're taking care of their bodies, so they don't get worn out, so, you know, like, so quickly from playing so much in such a hot weather here out there in the South.
Month of July was a crazy month for this team. Average over 6 runs per game, but there were a couple guys that really stood out in the lineup. Ernesto Martinez Jr. set the franchise record for the highest OBP in a month. Lamar Sparks finished second in Double A at 373 in the month. Ernesto's OBP in the month, 506. How impressed were you with both of those performances from those guys to take their performances really to another level in that month?
I mean, like always, they just, you know, it's just worth paying out for them. Like, those guys have been, you know, in there in the cages and out on the field doing their things with the, you know, with the hitting coach, you know, with the hitting guys, and it's just paying off for them. So it's just good to see them, you know, having that success, and hopefully they can continue to be successful and consistent with that throughout the rest of the season. But what we need it most.
What's it been like looking down at these guys' approaches from the third base coach's box from where you're at?
I mean, you see them, you know, like very focused, and they're trying to, you know, control the zone and do damage when they can on the pitches that they're allowed to do damage on. So it's been good to see them, you know, just going out there and competing and, you know, leaving it all out on the field.
Shockers tonight playing as the King Cakes, one of two different alternate identities. I know you guys and the coaching staff have some special shoes planned. What you got for tonight?
Oh, we got some Nike Dunks that we got from Bradley Blaylock. It was a gift whenever he came back from the big leagues for the whole staff. He got us all purple Nike Dunks. So that's what we're going to be wearing tonight.
Those are going to look pretty good down the third baseline.
Well, thank you, sir.
Fidel, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and the Trash Pandas coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're rocking and rolling for first pitch. A 6:35 scheduled first pitch between the Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups and starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. They send one of their stars in the righty, Logan Henderson, 23rd ranked prospect in the organization by Baseball America. He's 5-2 with a 3.38 ERA on the season. Today's his ninth start in Double A, 40 innings, 7 walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 218 against him. He's been dominant. He's been a guy who's been able to get this staff length as well. Worked into the sixth inning in 6 of his 8 Double A starts, coming off a season high 6 innings and 91 pitches. Those 6 innings, the fourth time in his career he's hit the 6-inning mark, and the first time since last September when he was with the Single A Carolina Mudcats. On the other side of things, Jack Ohanowicz, who was just 2 starts removed from being in the big leagues, was optioned down prior to his last start. Today is second start since being optioned down. On the year, though, with Rocket City, he's 5-7 with a 4.55 ERA. Today's his 18th start with the Trash Pandas, 95 innings, 26 walks, 81 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 262 against him. Fidel Pena, Andy Schatzley are training lineup cards for the umpires, and it's time to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Reilly's in the leadoff spot for Biloxi. Mike Bovey bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the 3 spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats cleanup. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth. Darian Miller is in the 6 spot, and the lineup rounds out Ernesto Martinez Jr., Adam Hall, and Connor Scott. For the Trash Pandas, Gustavo Campero is in the leadoff spot. Eric Wagaman bats second. Orlando Martinez is in the 3 spot, and Sam Brown bats cleanup. Tyler Payne bats fifth. Tucker Flynn is in the 6 spot, and the lineup rounds out Denzel Guzman, Matt Kootenay, and Ben Goble. Shuckers getting set. Game 4 of a 6-game set. Shuckers and Trash Pandas. Shuckers have won 2 of the first 3, trying to go for at least clinching a series split today with a win, and they'll try and do it with one of their stars on the hill in the righty, Logan Henderson. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for first pitch. Shuckers, Trash Pandas on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball, 90 degrees and sunny on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1.
Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time.
Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Eager comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
You're home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Keesler Federal Park, and welcome to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, where the Shuckers tonight bringing in the Mardi Gras spirit despite it being early August. Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes for the fourth out of five games this season, and the Shuckers enter today as one of the hottest teams in AA. 19-11, tied for the second-best record in AA in the second half. They're at 49-48 on the season. They go up against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, who enter today 46-51 on the year, 13-16 in the second half. Shuckers start one of their horses, and the righty Logan Henderson, the 22-year-old righty and a native of Houston, Texas, 5-2 with a 3.38 ERA. Today's his ninth double-A start. First eight, he's averaged five innings per start, seven walks, 50 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 218 against him. Gustavo Campero is in the leadoff spot for Rocket City. Eric Wagaman bats second. Orlando Martinez bats third. In the cleanup spot, it's Sam Brown. Tyler Payne bats fifth. And the lineup rounds out Tucker Flint, Denzar Guzman, Matt Kootney, and Ben Goble. As Logan Henderson fires home his final few warm-up pitches. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. 90 degrees, bright and sunny, and the wind steadily in from right at 9 miles an hour. Shuckers yesterday rattled off their second consecutive late inning comeback win over the Trash Pandas. It was a 3-run bottom of the 10th inning and a 3-1 final. After a 3-2 winner, thanks to a 3-run shot in the 8th inning on Wednesday. Darian Miller fires the final warm-up pitch to second. We're just about ready to go. Logan Henderson, who's been such a star since coming up to the AA level, a pair of 10 strikeout performances coming off tying his career high with six innings in his last start. Faces the switch hitter Campero, who digs in the very back of the left-handed box. Here we go. First pitch on a gorgeous Friday night for baseball. It misses up, and we're off and running. Fastball at 92. First pitch tonight, 6:37 p.m. Central Time. Again, your first pitch weather, 90 degrees and sunny, and the wind in from right at 9 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch. Campero takes a strike. That thing pounded Miller's mitt right on the inside corner at 93. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Campero this year is hitting .288, leads the team in average, OBP, OPS, and homers. The 1-1 pitch. Campero swings and misses. A slow changeup, and the count goes to 1-2. Campero, .288 average, .404 OBP, and a .907 OPS. Henderson steps off the mound for a moment. Campero calls time and steps out. Now digs in.
People got a seat behind you.
The 1-2 pitch. Misses inside. Deflects off Campero's elbow guard. Fastball at 93. And the leadoff man reaches. We'll see if Campero puts the wheels in motion. 29 stolen bases this year. Eric Wagaman digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Henderson. We're just underway, scoreless in the top of the first. Henderson delivers. Wagaman takes a strike on the inside corner, a fastball at 93. Wagaman this year hitting .260, 13 homers, 45 driven in, and a .790 OPS. Check back to first, and Campero's back in time under Bovee's tag. Shackers have the shift on towards third with the righty up. Dylan O'Reilly, the second baseman, shifts over. He's almost right behind second. Meanwhile, at first, Mike Bovee stays at home. There's about 90 feet of separation between the two on the right side. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside. Pops off Miller's mitt to the screen. And Campero goes to second. It is a pass ball on Miller, his eighth of the season. And now a runner in scoring position and a 1-1 count.
Get him, Logan.
Counts even at a ball and a strike. The righty Henderson fingers. Changeup. Called a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight, Brian Van Racken. Caleb Martin's at first, and Jalen Goodman is the third base umpire. The 1-2 pitch. Changeup misses low and inside at 80 miles an hour, and the count's even at 2-2. Henderson, last time out, tied his career high with six innings, something that's become a little bit of a commonality here in 2024. Henderson working at least into the sixth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Wagaman rolls it right side of the infield. O'Reilly slides to a stop, grabs it at second, fires to first, a bit high. Bovee leaps up, comes down on top of the bag. Wagaman pulled up about 10 feet from the bag, and that might have cost him. Wagaman grounds out. One away. Campero moves to third, and it brings up the lefty, Orlando Martinez. Shackers bring the infield in. Trash Pandas do not have a hit yet tonight, but already a runner at third. Martinez, .250 hitter this year. Gets the pitch. Fastball blazes in at 93, and it's a called strike one. Martinez yesterday tallied Rocket City's only hit. It was a two-out first-inning single. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez drives it towards deep center. Rodriguez races back on it towards the warning track, reaches up, and it one-hops the warning track. Campero comes home. Martinez strides in a second. And Orlando Martinez is each of the last two hits by a Trash Panda. Drives in his 19th of the year, and it's a 1-0 Trash Panda's lead. That was hard off the bat, 102 miles an hour. Took a hop onto the warning track. And it brings up the lefty, Sam Brown. Brown's a left-handed batter. He's hitting .227 this season. One out, runner on second, 1-0. Trash Panda's in the first. Henderson delivers. Chopped first base side, couple of hops to Bovey, gobbles it up, takes it to the bag himself. Martinez moves to third, and Brown's retired for the second out. Two out, runner on third, and the righty Tyler Payne digs in. It's a 1-0 Trash Panda's lead, top of the first inning. Henderson delivers. Payne swings and misses way ahead of an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. That count goes to no balls and a strike. Payne this year hitting .268, three homers, 21 driven in, and a .318 OBP. The one-strike pitch. Payne drives it foul. Again ahead of the changeup, and it's into the seats third base side. Counts it. No balls and two strikes. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Payne swings and misses. Way, way in on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. And Henderson works out of the first. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. And the Shockers now coming up to bat against the righty, Jack Kohanowicz, down by a run after a half inning. We're back after this in the Shockers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We added the last of the first. Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes. Down 1-0 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Already Jack Kohanowicz gets the start for the Trash Pandas, 5-7 with a 4.55 ERA on the year. Today's his 18th start in Double-A, 95 innings, 26 walks, 81 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .262 against him. Dylan O'Reilly leads it off for the Shuckers. Mike Bovey bats second, and Brock Wilkins is in the three spot. Righty Kohanowicz works first base side of the rubber. Delivers. O'Reilly chops it left side of the infield. Guzman at short. Backhands it waist high. Fires to first. And it beats O'Reilly by a half step. One away. Time to set the defensive alignment for Rocket City. Denzar Guzman at short. At third is Eric Wagaman. Ben Goebbels at second. Sam Brown at first. Tyler Payne's behind the plate. The outfield from left to right. Gustavo Campero, Tucker Flynn, and Orlando Martinez. The lefty Mike Bovey digs in. One out, nobody on. Kohanowicz delivers. First pitch is a called strike one, a sinker at 95 on the outside corner. Today is Kohanowicz's second start since being optioned down from the big leagues about a week and a half ago. The 0-1 pitch. Bovey takes off the outside corner. Sinker at 97. And the count evens 1-1. Kohanowitz made two starts at the big league level, his debut, and then a second start against the Oakland A's. The 1-1 pitch. Bovee drives it towards center. Flint in on it, stands under it, and he makes the catch. Bovee flies out for the second out of the frame. And up comes Brock Wilken. Kohanowitz in the big leagues, two starts, one against the Mariners, another against the A's. Went seven innings, gave up 14 hits, 11 earned runs, and opponents hit 467 against him. For a guy who, about this time last year, was making his Double-A debut. The righty Brock Wilken digs in, two out, nobody on. The pitch, fastball called the strike, sinker at 97, top of the zone. Wilken this year, 232 hitter, team high in homers at 14 and runs driven in at 44. Kohanowitz delivers. Called strike on the outside corner. Another sinker, this time at 96. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Kohanowitz delivers. Wilken pops it straight up. Foul territory, Payne, the catcher under it, makes the catch right in front of the Shuckers dugout. And it is a quick and easy 7-pitch, 1-2-3 inning for Kohanowitz. And we're through a half inning of play. We're through an inning. Trash Pandas 1, Shuckers nothing. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Way into the second, Shuckers down 1-0 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Righty Logan Henderson back to work for the Shuckers. Wide run on a hit in the first inning, and he faces the lefty Tucker Flint to lead off the second. Henderson delivers. Flint takes up and in. Fastball at 92, and the count goes to 1-0. Flint this year, 252 hitter, 13 homers, 48 runs driven in. The 1-0 pitch, chopped first base side foul, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Flint, born and raised in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Made his way all the way down to Florida for junior college at Chipola Junior College. The 1-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Out ahead of a changeup at 81, and the count evens 2-2. Flint attended high school at Bishop Hendricken High School in Rhode Island, highly regarded as one of the best sports high schools in Rhode Island. The 2-2 pitch. Driven foul, third base side and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. Hendrickson, terrific athletic high school. Flint named the Rhode Island Gatorade Player of the Year in 2019. The 2-2 pitch. Flint takes strike three on the inside corner. Changeup at 81. And Flint's down looking. Denzar Guzman digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Henderson. One out, nobody on in the top of the second. Henderson delivers. It's a fastball and a called strike one, 93 right at the knees. Guzman this year sitting 218, five homers, 21 driven in, and a 290 OBP. The pitch. Swing and a miss, a slow changeup down low at 82. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses up, fastball at 93. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. The pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory, and it's out of play. Into the seats, rattles around, and right between four different fans, nobody's able to hang on to it. The count stays at a ball and two strikes. Henderson comes set, first base side of the rubber. Spreads his legs wide, now delivers. Misses low, Miller blacks it up, it squirts towards the Shuckers dugout. And the count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Chess misses low in an 81-mile-an-hour changeup. And the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch. Popped foul behind home plate. Up and out of play over our heads, the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. And the count stays full. Henderson's having to work here in the first two innings. A guy that throws a ton of strikes. He's doing so today, but this Trash Panda's lineup's fouling off a lot. The 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Fastball in the outside corner at 93 miles an hour. And he's picked up back-to-back strikeouts in the inning. Three straight going back to the first. And now two out, nobody on, and the lefty Matt Kootenay in just his third double-A game. Gets to face Logan Henderson. Kootenay made his double-A debut on Tuesday after getting called up from High-A Tri-City on Monday. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 lead for the Trash Pandas in the second. Brown at short shifts over behind second. The pitch to Kootenay. Sliced foul behind home plate and out of play. The count goes to no balls and one strike. Shuckers have a lot of pitchers that have a lot of movement to their stuff in the rotation and out in the bullpen. Henderson, one of two guys on this staff with that airbender changeup. The other one, Craig Yoho, who struck out four and two shutout innings last night. The 0-1 pitch, lifted foul down the left field line and into the seats. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Kootenay digs back in. He's 2-for-7 since being called up to double A. Henderson delivers. Misses low and away. Changeup at 81. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Henderson fires. Kootenay swings and misses. Fastball inside corner at 93, and Logan Henderson strikes out the side here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and Henderson has four strikeouts through two innings. 1-0 Trash Pandas after an inning and a half. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Shuckers trailing 1-0 against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. As we head to the last of the second, first pitch from Jack Kohanowitz is a called strike one on the outside corner. Blazes in that turbo sinker at 97 to the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. The righty Kohanowitz fires. Rodriguez takes off the inside corner. Cutter at 89 in the count, evens a ball and a strike. Rodriguez, 298 hitter this year. That leads the Shuckers, third highest in the Southern League. Kohanowitz delivers. Rodriguez rolls it weakly to short. Guzman charges, gets it knee-high, fires to first. What a stretch from Brown. It's in time. He anchors his foot to the bag, and that retires Rodriguez. Ernesto Martinez Jr. does that with regularity for Biloxi. We have not seen another guy in the Southern League get out like that. Sam Brown at first went about two-thirds of the way to a full split. And up comes the righty, Eric Brown Jr. The first pitch is a sinker, called strike one at 96 on the inside corner. Brown's hitting 196 this year, four homers, 31 driven in. The 0-1 pitch, he takes low and away. Sinker at 96, and the count evens a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch. Slider. Rolled to short. Guzman goes to pick it, and it's under his mitt. And a left center. And Brown reaches on the error. Guzman went to grab it. It was off to his left side towards second. He went to bring his glove around and just completely whiffed on it. Brown reaches on the error. Sixth error of the year for Guzman. First of the night for the Trash Pandas. But the Shuckers have some speed on the bases, and the lefty Darian Miller digs it. The righty Kohanowitz delivers. Miller takes low, sinker at 97. Kohanowitz drafted in the third round in 2019 out of Harrington High School in the Delco area. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low and away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Grew up in and around Delaware County, PA. surrounding area of Philly. Check back to first. Brown walks back to the bag. He's back in plenty of time. It's back-to-back nights where a Northeast starter is going for Rocket City. Yesterday it was Caden Dana, the Warwick, New York native, which is just over the border between New York and New Jersey. Big leadoff first for Brown. The pitch. Miller chops it first baseline. Brown leaps in the air, touches first. No play at second. But he just robbed Arian Miller of a base hit. That was a Baltimore chop off the bat at 105 miles an hour. Brown got way up there to grab it and came down right on top of the first base bag. Tough luck for Miller. And the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. comes up. Tying run is at second. It's a 1-0 Trash Pandas lead. Kohanowitz fires. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a sinker at 91. Martinez this year, 270 hitter with a team high 790 OPS. Kohanowitz fires. Swing and a miss. Change up off the outside corner at 91. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Brown off second. Now the 0-2 pitch. Popped up. Out to left. Campero in on it. Has to battle the sun. Fights it off. Makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base, and we go to the third. 1-0 Trash Pandas on the Plexi Shuckers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Ben Goble leads things off. We enter the top of the third inning. Shuckers righty Logan Henderson is back to work. And righty Goble in the ninth spot in the order for the Trash Pandas. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a 1-0 lead for the Trash Pandas over the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch. Changeup misses off the inside corner. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. Anderson delivers. Goble drives it towards deep center. That was a loud crack off the bat. Rodriguez back, spirals around towards the warning track. Under it, he makes the catch one step shy of the warning track. And Goble's retired for the first out. Gustavo Campero digs in, switch hitter who digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty Henderson. Campero got one off the elbow guard back in the first inning. Henderson delivers. Campero takes a strike on the outside corner. 81-mile-an-hour changeup. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Henderson comes home. Bunt shown. Bunted foul. One hop off the netting. Third base dugout. It counts at no balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Chopped. Two hops to second. O'Reilly grabs it, flips to first, it's in time. And Campero is retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on. And the righty Eric Wagaman set to come up, but first 10 seconds for station ID on the Shekkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shekkers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi, Keyser Federal Park. Eric Wagaman up against the righty Logan Henderson. The pitch doubled back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. That thing, you could hear it. It smashed off the netting. That was a fastball in at 92 that went straight back. We have our field microphone right under the netting, right on top of the first base pitch clock. And you could hear that net start rattling around as soon as the ball went back. It's 1-0 Trash Pandas lead. Henderson delivers. Wagaman rolls it to third. Both Brown and Wilkin dive. Brown gets it at short. Fires to first. Does a little bow and arrow celebration and retires Wagaman to end the inning. How do you like that? ABJ making a terrific play, and it ends the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and a little flare from ABJ. We're back after this in the Shekkers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shekkers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shekkers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShekkers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shekkers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shekkers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shekkers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShekkers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Adam Hall digs in from the right side for the Shekkers. The end of the last of the third. Shekkers trailing 1-0. Ready, Jack Kohanowicz is back to work. His first pitch is popped up. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hall this year hitting 304, 13 driven in, and a 405 OBP. Kohanowicz delivers. Misses up and away. And the count evens in a ball and a strike. Kohanowicz today has thrown a steady diet of sinkers and changeups. The sinker's been up to 97. Changeup's been around 89 to 91. The 1-1 pitch. Hall chops it. Third base side. Wagaman charges. Gloves halfway up the line. Fires to first. It's in time. And Hall's retired for the out. One away. And the lefty Connor Scott digs in. got a left-handed bat hitting 191 this year between AA Altoona and AA Biloxi. One out, nobody on, 1-0. Trash Pandas in the third. Kohanowitz fires. Scott swings and misses. A hefty cut on a 97-mile-an-hour sinker. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Scott dribbles it foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott steps out for a moment, readjusts his helmet, steps back in. Still looking for his first hit this series. He's made some loud contact, but all of it's been to the deepest part of the arc. The 0-2 pitch. Scott chops it up the middle. Goble to his right, dives, and it's in a right center for a single. Scott rounds first with his first hit of the series. Ground ball off his bat at 97 miles an hour. And now, one on with one out for Dylan O'Reilly at the top of the order. Scott's a guy whose bat has a lot of thunder in it. Some big-time exit velo since joining the Shuckers just about a month ago. July 6th with his first game in a Shuckers uniform. Instantly made an impact. Hit a two-run game-winning homer in Pearl. Dylan O'Reilly up from the left side. Scott dances off first. The pitch. O'Reilly slices it down the left field line. Campero's not going to get there, and it drops in for a single. Scott hustles to third. O'Reilly in a second. The throw is not in time. It is a sliding one-out double for O'Reilly. And the Shuckers have runners at second and third with one out for Mike Bovin. What a double indeed. O'Reilly took a sinker on the inside corner. Went with the inside-out swing. Shoots it down the left field line. Campero was shifted over. No chance he was going to get it. And O'Reilly, a speedy guy, puts on the jets and strides into second. Infield in for the Trash Pandas. Bovee up from the left side. Kohanowitz delivers. Bovee shoots it just foul third base side. First base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. If that was fair, that's two runs, and Bovee might have had himself a triple. Bovee today 0-for-1. Went to center back in the first inning. Everybody in front of the bases in the infield for Racket City. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee pops it third base side towards the dugout. Wagaman sprints over. Out of play, one hop off the top of the dugout. A dad who's holding his kid in one arm, trying to make the catch with the other. But it's just out of his reach. Counts at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one out. Randy Kohanowitz comes set the belt. Now comes home. Bovee takes inside. Change up at 91. Counts at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Bovee chops it first base side. Brown dives. It's a fair ball, and it rolls towards the corner. Bovee's out to the races. Scott and O'Reilly both score. Bovee's in a second with a stand-up two-run double, and the Shuckers take a 2-1 lead. Brown is heated, and manager Andy Schatzley is right out of the dugout to argue with the home plate umpire Brian Van Racken. It was ruled a fair ball down the line. Schatzley is not happy, neither is Brown. Schatzley has been thrown out twice at this ballpark, both of them on back-to-back days last year, but he's back to the dugout on the third base side. For Bovee, that's his 21st and 22nd runs driven in this year. And it brings up the righty Brock Wolkin. Shuckers have a 2-1 lead. Payne sets up away. Kohanowitz fires. Wolkin takes off the outside corner, a slider at 90 miles an hour. It's the first time we've seen something that has not been either a sinker or a changeup for Kohanowitz today. The 1-0 pitch. Wolkin chops it third base side. Wagum into his left. Spears it out of the air. Fires to first. It's in time. And Wilkins retired. Two out. Runner on second. And the lefty Carlos Rodriguez digs in. The pitch misses off the outside corner with a changeup. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes inside. Oh, it got him right on the ankle. He throws his bat down in frustration. That's got to hurt. 89-mile-an-hour changeup right off the inside corner. He fires his elbow guard and his leg guard back towards the dugout. Gives a thumbs up to the home plate umpire, Brian Van Racken, and he jogs down to first. Great to see from Rodriguez. And it brings up Brown. Eric Brown Jr., 0-for-1, reaching an error back in the second. The pitch. Brown tips it foul off Payne and off Van Racken behind the plate. The count goes to no balls and a strike. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead. Two on, two out in the third. Kohanowitz fires. Brown tags it towards center. Flint charges back on it towards left center, under it, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. But the Shuckers strike for two. Mike Bovee, just his second game back from the injured list, comes up clutch, double down the right field line. And the Shuckers get two runs on three hits, no errors, and they strand two. We go to the fourth, 2-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We go to the fourth. Shuckers lead it 2-1 over the Trash Pandas. Shuckers righty Logan Henderson is back to work and faces the left-handed hitting Orlando Martinez. He's the only Trash Panda with a hit today. Double, that one hop, the warning track and center back in the first inning. Henderson comes home. Martinez takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch popped up, third base side, out behind the bag. Brown, the shortstop, chases after it. A long way to go, reaches up, and he makes the grab. EBJ is doing it all in the field. That had to go back about 100 feet. Retires Martinez for the first down. One out, nobody on. Lefty Sam Brown digs in. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two other games in action around the league. The Lookouts lead the Blue Wahoos 4-2 in the top of the fourth inning. The Smokies lead the M Braves 3-1 in the top of the third. Henderson fires. Brown shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike at the knees at 92. One game's in a delay. Biscuits and Barons will get started. Scheduled start time now of 7:30 Central Time. Brown's 0-for-1 today. Bounced out to first, back in the first. The pitch. Brown checks his swing. It's a called strike. Changeup on the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, a changeup at 81, and it counts at a ball and two strikes. Henderson fires. Brown pops it foul, changeup at 81 outside corner. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch, check swing, got him. Goes around on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball top of the zone. Five strikeouts today for Henderson. And now two away for the righty, Tyler Payne. Two out, nobody on. And it's a 2-1 lead, top of the fourth inning. The pitch to the righty, Payne. Swing and a miss. Changeup inside corner at 81. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Henderson's retired 10 straight. The pitch. Chopped foul, third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. 10 straight since Orlando Martinez's RBI double in the first. It's the second straight day that, into the fourth inning, the only hit has come from Orlando Martinez in the first inning. No balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson about to throw just his 51st pitch of the day. Comes home, misses up. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Payne takes just off the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Half the Shaggers infield, and Henderson thought it was strike three. They were all walking back to the dugout. Instead, the count stays two balls, two strikes, two out. Henderson fingers. Popped foul back in our direction and over our heads in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. It misses the window, which is the important part. Back in late May, Wilford Veras cracked the window. Payne hit it. It might have shattered, which might have made things a little complicated up here. 2-2 pitch. Payne hits it to third, right to Wilkin, and it ends the inning. 11 consecutive retired by Henderson. And we're through 3.5. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead halfway through the fourth. On the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 2-1 over the Trash Pandas in the bottom of the fourth inning. There was a cleanup on aisle four right in front of the Shuckers dugout between innings. There was a between-inning game as part of the Shuckers turning into the King Cakes tonight and celebrating Mardi Gras. A lot of beads were being thrown back and forth, and about 12 of them were right in front of the Shuckers dugout. They had to clean it up quick. Lefty Darian Miller digs in. Ready, Jack Kohanowicz fires. It's a slider on the outside corner for strike one. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead in the last of the fourth. Kohanowicz delivers. Miller rolls it to second. Goble gobbles it up, fires to first in time. And Miller's retired for the set first out of the inning. Brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead over the Trash Pandas. One out, nobody on in the last of the fourth. The righty Kohanowicz delivers. Just misses off the outside corner, 96 in the turbo sinker. And the count's at 1-0. Martinez 0-for-1 today with a fly out to left. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Two runs, three hits, no errors today for the Shuckers. One run, one hit, one error for the Trash Pandas. The 1-1 pitch. Martinez takes a strike at the knees. Changeup at 90 miles an hour. And the count's at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez rolls it to short. Guzman towards third. Grabs it on a backhand. Fires to first a bit high. But Brown corrals it. And Martinez is retired for the second out. Two out. Nobody on. And the righty Adam Hall digs in. It's a 2-1 lead for the Shuckers in the last of the fourth. Hall bounced out to third in his only time up. That was back in the third inning. The pitch misses up. Slider at 86. The count goes to 1-0. Kohanowicz is a tall guy, 6'7", and because of that, the sinker almost comes right at you. Stands tall on the hill. The 1-0 pitch. Chop towards third again. Wag him into his left, grabs it, fires to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jack Kohanowicz. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we move to the fifth. Shuckers 2, Trash Pandas 1. Blexie Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivett Street in Biloxi.
Top five in the left-handed hitting, Tucker Flint digs in. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead tonight, playing as the Biloxi King Cakes. As the Trash Pandas out for the fifth time tonight against Logan Henderson. Henderson delivers. First pitch is a called strike one at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, Tucker Flint, Rhode Island native, grew up playing travel ball around the New England area. Henderson delivers home. Flint chops it foul first base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. He played travel ball for two different teams, one of them the Evo Shield Canes. That was during his later years of high school. But growing up, he played for a travel ball team called Nakona Baseball, which if you grew up playing travel ball around the New England area, Nakona Baseball was the premier team. If you ever had to play against him, you kind of knew your day was going to end quick and early by some sort of mercy rule margin. 0-2 pitch. Flint takes low. Change him off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. But I was reading up on Flint's bio from his time in Maryland before he transferred to Chipola, and realized that at some point, Tucker Flint, first the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss from Flint. And he strikes out on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. But to finish that story, at some point growing up, Tucker Flint might have absolutely ruined one of my afternoons when I was about 12 years old. Nakona Baseball was a team that I had to have played a couple of times when I was little. We never won. We were not very good. But Tucker Flint, now in Double A with Rocket City. One out, the pitch to Guzman. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. But how funny is that? Tucker Flint completely ruined about three or four of my afternoons when I was about 12 years old by a 10-0, 12-0, 14-0, 21-0 game. The 1-0 pitch. Guzman fouls it straight back, and the count evens 1-1. Flint went on to have a little more prolific youth baseball career than I did. That's the count to Guzman. Is that a ball and a strike with one away? Henderson delivers. Guzman takes just below the knees, the fastball at 92, and the count goes to 2-1. But Nakona Baseball, if you grew up in New England and had to play him, you knew, was not going to go well for the team not named Nakona. The 2-1 pitch, Guzman fouls it back, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead in the top of the fifth. The 2-2 pitch. Guzman rackets it out to right. Scott back on it. The wind pushes it in a lot. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the lefty, Matt Kootenay. It's a 2-1 Checkers lead in the top of the fifth. Two out and nobody on. By the way, we'd like to say hi to a couple of folks on the text of the booth line. We'd like to say hi to Kane and Sarah tuning in tonight in Biloxi. We'd also like to say hi to Joe Arel, always tuning in Sarasota, Florida. Matt Kootenay digs in, two out, nobody on. It's a 2-1 Checkers lead in the fifth inning. Henderson fires, tips it into Miller's mitt. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Henderson's retired 13 in a row. Going back to Orlando Martinez's two-out double. Check that one-out double back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Tips again foul into Miller's mitt. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch popped up a mile high out to center. Rodriguez drifts in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. That took forever to come down. He's retired 14 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 4.5. 2-1 Checkers lead on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper for Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Nine-hole hitter Connor Scott leads it off for the Shuckers. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Already Jack Kohanowicz is on the hill. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead over the Trash Pandas. Kohanowicz delivers. Scott takes the slider on the outside corner for strike one. Scott today is 1-for-1, singled in the third and came around to score on Mike Bovey's 2-RBI double. The 0-1 pitch, chopped foul right off his foot, maybe his right knee as well. He's down to one knee and is slowly getting up. Checkers head athletic trainer Andrew Stanling's quick out of the dugout check on him. That was a slider on the inside corner at 84, and Connor Scott is in a world of hurt right now. He's wearing the leg guard on his right leg. The only problem is that the ball didn't hit that right leg. Didn't hit the part that's guarded, at least. Went right off the kneecap. And that is a painful place to be hit. Currently flexing it a couple times. He's got his right hand on Stanling's shoulder, kind of propping him up while he's moving back and forth. Stanling currently checking out that right knee just to make sure all the pieces are still there. Well, Connor Scott right now is in a lot of pain right outside that left-handed batter's box. Scott just about finishing up his first month with the Shuckers. joined the team on July 6th. And it looks like Scott's going to stay in this game. He took a long walk back towards the dugout, kind of circled around just to test the waters with that right knee. Jumps up once, nods his head, takes the bat, and gets a pat from both Stalling and Pena. That's great to see. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Scott, after rocketing one off his own kneecap, digs back in. Counts it, no balls, two strikes, nobody out. Shuckers two, Trash Pandas one in the last of the fifth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider down low at 90 miles an hour. And now one away for the top of the order in Dylan O'Reilly. Johanowicz has retired six of the last seven faces since Mike Bovee's two RBI double that gave the Shuckers the lead back in the third inning. One out, nobody on. Johanowicz delivers. O'Reilly takes off the outside corner for ball one. O'Reilly today, 1-for-2 with a double. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 96. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch. O'Reilly takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Johanowicz, despite nobody on, works out of the stretch. Now comes home. O'Reilly tips it, foul off Payne right between the wickets, and he's down in a heap. Manager Andy Shantzley is out alongside head athletic trainer Dylan Colwell, and Payne is right now in a world of pain. Foul tip on a 96-mile-an-hour sinker right between the wickets is... There's nothing you can do. He's jumping up and down, flexing his legs. He just kind of got to wait it out, and it is not a fun wait. He's got the helmet back on, and he's good to go. Colwell and Shatsley back to the dugout. Counts two balls and two strikes with one away. Payne's pain has started to subside, and he's good to go. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Johanowicz fires. O'Reilly chops it foul first base side, and the count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. O'Reilly takes strike three. Changeup on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Johanowicz, his first and second of the day. And it brings up the lefty, Mike Bovee. Bovee's 1-for-2 today with a 2-RBI double back in the third inning. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead, two out. Nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Johanowicz delivers. Bovee clubs it deep right. Battles the wind. Right back. Wide gone and right. Flips the bat and welcome back Mike Bovee. And the win for a solo shot. It's 3-1 Shuckers. Listen to that crowd roar as he touches home. Off the bat at 104 miles an hour, 371 feet. His fourth homer of the year, up to 23 driven in.
That was fair. Fair ball.
Mike Bovey activated off the injured list yesterday and today. Two extra base hits, and he's driven in all three. Pitch to Wilkin is a called strike one in the outside corner. Wilkin, the right-handed bat, is 0 for 2 today. Popped out behind the plate, grounded out to third. Gohanowicz delivers. Bovey checks his swing, rolls it first base side, foul. Off Wilkins' bat, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Gohanowicz against Wilkin. The pitch. Wilkin takes the slider off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner. Slider at 89. And the count's at 2-2. The pitch, chopped to third, Wagaman to his left, Byaman into left. Wilkin reaches with a single, Campero fires it in. Wilkin reaches base in his sixth consecutive game, and up comes Carlos Rodriguez. Gohanowicz delivers. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Rodriguez takes off the inside corner. Changeup at 88. The count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez 0 for 1 tonight. Was hit by a pitch in the third and grounded out to short in the second. The 2-0 delivery. Rodriguez chops it, first base side foul, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a 3-1 Shuckers lead, two out and a runner on in the last of the fifth. Now the 2-1 pitch. Dribble towards short. Guzman charges, gloves it. Got to go quick to first. Throws it just in time. Retires Rodriguez. And that ends the inning. One run, two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. Mike Bovey, first homer since coming back off the injured list, makes it a 3-1 Shuckers lead. And Logan Henderson's back to work when we come back on the Shuckers Radio.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi.
Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
For the seventh time in nine starts with the Shuckers, Logan Henderson's into the sixth inning. He's allowed one run on one hit, hasn't allowed a hit since the first inning. He faces the righty Ben Goble in the ninth spot. First pitch of the sixth. Misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. Henderson has retired 14 in a row. Dating back to one out in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch to Goble. Popped up. Right field side. Tails into foul territory. Bovey chases after it, and it's into the bullpen. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Shuckers. Visit them today online at groundzerobiloxi.com or visit them in person, 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. 1-1, the count to the righty Goble. The righty Henderson fires. Swing and a miss. Buries a changeup low at 80 miles an hour. And the count's at 1-2. Henderson just about to throw his 70th pitch of the day. He's thrown 51 strikes. Struck out six, no walks, one run on one hit. It has been quite the outing for Logan Henderson. The 1-2 pitch. Goble swings and misses. Change up, down low and inside at 80 miles an hour. Goble was way ahead of it and way over it. Now one away for the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero. Logan Henderson's induced some silly-looking swings here in 2024, and he adds that to the total. As the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero, digs in the very back of the left-handed box. Henderson delivers. Campero pops it straight up a mile high. Miller finds it. He's going to ditch the mask. Now Brock Wilkin has it over towards third. Under it, right next to the coach's box, makes the catch. And now two away for the righty, Eric Weigemann. And it is now 16 straight retired by Henderson. It's a 3-1 Shuckers lead. Two out, nobody on in the top of the sixth inning. Henderson looking to complete six innings for the second consecutive start. It'll be the fifth time in his career. The pitch to Weigemann. Lifted towards left center. Hall and Rodriguez race back. At the warning track, they both look up, and it is way gone. 407 feet for Weigemann, and it's now a 3-2 game. The streak ends at 16 consecutive retired. Weigemann touches home his team-leading 14th home run of the year, his 46th run driven into the season. It's now a one-run ball game. Off the bat of 100 miles an hour, it goes 407 feet. And the left to your way, Nando Martinez digs in. Henderson fires. Martinez takes a strike at the knees. A slider at 86. The 0-1 delivery. Martinez checks his swing. Slider misses up at 85. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Out towards short left. Brown, the shortstop, out. Calls off Wilkin. makes the catch, and for the second consecutive start, Logan Henderson ties his career high with six innings on the hill, and he's limited Rocket City to just two runs on two hits. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base in the sixth. It's a 3-2 game after five and a half. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Shuckers lead it 3-2 over the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Righty Eric Brown Jr. is up first. The pitch from Jack Kohanowicz is chopped to third. Wagaman gets it down by his shoot tops, fires to first. It's in time. One pitch, one away in the sixth, and the lefty Darian Miller comes up. It's been yet another well-pitched game in this series. Logan Henderson for the Shuckers is tied his career high with six innings. He's given up just two runs on two hits. Meanwhile, Jack Kohanowicz has given up just three runs on five hits. Lefty Darian Miller digs in. Kohanowicz delivers. First pitch is a called strike one. A sinker at 94. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Miller's 0 for 2 tonight. Two ground outs, one to first, one to second. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike at the knees. Sinker at 94, and the count runs to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Righty Kohanowicz is struck out just two tonight. Delivers. Misses low. Change up low at 89, and the count's at 1-2. Kohanowicz not usually a low strikeout guy as of late. The 1-2 pitch misses inside, and it gets Miller on the foot. And there's history. Miller breaks the record between himself and Jacob Nottingham. He gets hit for the 21st time this year. And Darian Miller is the new single-season record holder for the most times hit by a pitch in Shuckers franchise history. Big congratulations to Darian. One of the most painful records in all of baseball. And he now owns it. Pitch to the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. comes home. Chop, right side of the infield. Goble at second, gets it, fires to second for one. The throw to first is not in time. Martinez beats it out. Two away, and the righty Adam Hall takes it. Miller back in the dugout after setting a new Shuckers single-season record. The 21st time he had been hit by a pitch this year. The pitch to Hall. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. ball today, 0 for 2. He's bounced out to third twice. The pitch misses up. Count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch, Hall pops it a mile high, foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, Hall dribbles it foul at the plate. And the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A little extra information on that Darian Miller hit by pitch. Sets the Shuckers single season franchise record. He now has owned 2 different single season franchise records for hit by pitches in the Brewers system. Up until about 2 weeks ago. First 3-2 pitch, check swing. And it is a called strike 3 on the outside corner. It ends the inning. Just to finish that thought, up until about 2 weeks ago, he owned the franchise single-season record with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers until Luke Adams broke it. So he gets himself a franchise record here in Biloxi. In the sixth, no runs, no hits, one error, no errors, one runner left on base, and we go to the seventh. A 3-2 Shuckers lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Logan Henderson has a chance to set a brand new career high in innings on the hill. He's out for the seventh time for the first time in his career. He comes home to Sam Brown. First pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Henderson has gone six innings in a start, exactly six innings in a start, four different times. Last time he did it was last time out against Pensacola. He has never pitched into the seventh in his career before tonight. 0-1 pitch. Brown chops it to first. Two hops to Bovey. Foul ball called. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers have movement in the bullpen. Sam Carlson's warming up. But Henderson's pitch count is in terrific shape. That last pitch was just his 77th of the night. Lefty Sam Brown digs back in. 0 for 2 tonight, struck out on a Henderson fastball back in the fourth inning. The 0-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Fastball in the inside corner at 92. And Logan Henderson has set a brand new career high with 6 1/3 innings on the hill. Now 1-0 for Tyler Payne. And out of the dugout comes Shecker's bench coach, Fidel Pena. And that ends the night for Logan Henderson. Pitches into the seventh for the first time in his career. Strikes out eight. And at one point, retires 16 in a row. He walks off to a standing ovation at Keesler Federal Park. Sam Carlson enters for Biloxi when we come back on the Shecker's Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shecker's fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shecker's. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shucker's box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Logan Henderson done for the night after he sets a career high with 6 1/3 innings. The righty Sam Carlson fires home. And his first pitch is a called strike one to the righty Tyler Payne. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shuckers have a 3-2 lead as we're in the top of the seventh inning. Carlson fires. Slider lifted out to left. Warren back on it. Under it. And he makes the catch. Well, as you can tell from right there, Shuckers have made a couple of defensive adjustments. Connor Scott, who fouled a ball off his right knee back in the fifth inning, has been taken out of the game. Adam Hall has moved from left to right, and Xavier Warren, who's now in the lineup for Scott in the ninth spot, slots into left. Certainly hope everything's okay with Scott. That was a tough situation. Fouled it right off his knee. Lefty Tucker Flynn is up. First pitch misses inside, and it hits him right on the ankle. You could hear that smack off the cleat. And Flynn takes his base. For Carlson, this is his 35th appearance of the year, 34 2/3 innings with a 4.04 ERA, 12 walks, and 34 strikeouts. Denzer Guzman steps up. One on, two out. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the seventh. The pitch. Broken back, ground ball, right back to Carlson. Hops off the mound towards first, flips to Bovee, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. 3-2 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today. This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
In from the left side for the Shuckers against the righty Jack Kohanowicz. The righty fires. Xavier Warren swings and misses. Sinker low at 94. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Warren is in for Connor Scott. Went in as a defensive replacement in the top of the seventh. Scott exits the game after fouling one off his right knee. 0-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Sinker at 93. And the count evens 1-1. Warren this year sitting 202, 7 homers, 40 driven in, and a 291 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Slider spins it off, and it dots the outside corner. Now it goes to 1-2. Shuckers have a 3-2 lead in the seventh. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 2 hits, and an error for the Trash Pandas. Kohanowicz delivers. Warren punishes it, fouled back to the screen. Changeup at 89. And the count evens. Count is at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Warren swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner at 87. One away, and the lefty Dylan O'Ray comes up. Shuckers have a 3-2 lead in the last of the seventh. O'Ray's 1-for-3 tonight with a double down the left field line in the third. Kohanowicz delivers. Jess misses off the inside corner for ball one. Trash Panda's pitching over the last three games has been incredibly good, including tonight. They've gone 18 and a third innings and have allowed just one run against the Shuckers. The pitch misses away. The count goes to 2-0. Check that. They've allowed 3 runs in 18 and a third innings. And they've also allowed just 2 walks. Good command. A lot of young arms on this Trash Panda staff. Kohanowicz delivers. O'Reilly takes inside. Darts out of the way of a 94-mile-an-hour sinker. And the count is at 3-0. Kohanowicz fingers. O'Ray takes a strike top of the zone, and the count runs to 3-1. Mike Bobby stands on deck. Brock Wilkins in the hole. It is a dangerous middle part of this Shuckers order. The 3-1 pitch. Misses away. Ball four. No, it is a called strike and a very, very delayed call. O'Ray had thrown the bat back to the dugout. It was about a quarter up the first base line. And now he has to step back in. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The payoff pitch. O'Ray fouls it off. Pulls back towards the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count stays full. The payoff pitch. O'Reilly takes up ball four, and he emphatically tosses his bat back towards the Checkers dugout. Up comes Mike Bovey. Mike Bovey digs in, left-handed bat against the righty Kohanowitz. Bovey's had himself a night. 2-for-3, two-run double, and a solo homer. The pitch. Bovey slices it in right center down for a base hit out of Goebel's reach. O'Reilly speeds around second and puts on the brakes. Martinez a strong throw in. And Bovey's a triple shy of the cycle. And he has himself a three-hit night. You never would have guessed that Mike Bovey missed over a month out of his Checkers lineup. It's like he never left. Pitching coach Michael Wirtz is out of the dugout for Rocket City. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Checkers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
The righty Mason Erla is warming up for Rocket City. Checkers threatening to blow the doors off this thing. It's a 3-2 Checkers lead, one out, bottom seven. Dylan O'Reilly's at second, Mike Bovey's at first. And pitching coach Michael Wirtz is back to the dugout after a lengthy mound meeting with Trash Panda starter Jack Kohanowitz. Kohanowitz into his seventh inning. He's given up three runs on six hits. Half those hits have come from Mike Bovey himself. And the righty Brack Wilkin digs in. First pitch. Wilkin takes strike one. Sinker on the outside corner at 96. The pitch count, not in terrible shape for Kohanowicz. Just threw his 89th pitch of the night. The one-strike pitch. Wilkin takes a slider away, and the count evens 1-1. Kohanowicz is topped out this year at 102 pitches. He's gone over 90 pitches just once since the second half started. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. Fastball outside corner at 95, and the count goes to 1-2. Wilkin calls time and steps out. Now digs back in. The 1-2 pitch. Wilkin tips it in appeasement, strike three. Kohanowicz picks up his fifth strikeout of the night, and now two away for Carlos Rodriguez. A golden opportunity right here for Rodriguez. 0-for-2 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Reilly's off second. Bovey's off first. It's a 3-2 Checkers lead. Now the pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. The infield shifts towards first. Guzman at short is right next to second. The 1-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Rodriguez chops it left side of the infield. Guzman spears it out of the air, fires to first in time. And Rodriguez is retired. That ends the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We move to the eighth. It's a 3-2 Checkers lead. on the Biloxi Shuckers.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Kootenay leads things off in the top of the eighth inning. Ready, Sam Carlson back to work for the Shuckers. The pitch, swing and a miss. Blows a fastball by him at 92. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Carlson's out for his first full inning on the hill. Relieved Logan Henderson after Henderson set a career high with 6 1/3 innings. The 0-1 pitch. Kootenay swings and misses, a late start and a 93-mile-an-hour heater. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Henderson, by the way, 6 1/3 innings on just 79 pitches. No walks, 8 strikeouts. At one point, he retired 16 in a row. Carlson delivers. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. 3 straight fastballs, 3 straight whiffs. And Kootenay's down on strikes for the first down. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the fifth inning, Smokies and Embraves are netted at 6. Elsewhere, through 3, Biscuits lead the Barons 1-0. The pitch, shot foul above the Shuckers dugout first base side. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Meanwhile, in Chattanooga, they're in the top of the fifth inning in a rain delay. The rain that was in Birmingham moved up to Chattanooga. And the lookouts in Pensacola in a delay, 4-2 lookouts, again in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch to Ben Goble. Racketed on one hop in a center for a base hit. Goble records a single. It's just the third hit tonight from the Trash Pandas. And the tying runs on with one away for the switch hitter, Gustavo Campero.
0-for-3. Get him, Sam. Easy out.
Checkers bullpen now springs to action. Justin Yeager is starting to get warm. Campero's at the very back of the left-handed box. Wolken plays in at third. Carlson delivers. First pitch is a called strike. Fastball at the knees at 94. Campero's 0-for-2 tonight. Hit by a pitch back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Chopped first base side. O'Ray towards first. Grabs it. Goes to second. Brown gets him. He taps the bag and then taps his foot. Brown is trying to argue that Goble slid through the bag, which you're not allowed to do anymore. Checkers bench coach and acting manager Fidel Pena is out of the dugout right now to talk to third base umpire Jalen Goodman. We've seen that a lot called the big league level this year. You're not allowed to slide through the bag, and if you do, it is a double play and runner's interference. Interesting to see if Goodman brings in the other umpires into this. Goodman right now is shaking his head, and they will not be getting together. Two away. Alrighty, Eric Wagaman digs in. Two out, one on. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the eighth. Carlson delivers. Called strike on the outside corner. It's a cutter at 89. The 0-1 pitch. Slider popped up. First base side, foul territory. Bovey races after it. O'Reilly's over as well. Calls him off at the last moment. Makes the catch. And the Trash Pandas goes scoreless in the top of the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 7.5. And it's a 3-2 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We end of the last of the eighth. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead. Ready, Jack Kohanowicz is done for the day. Gives up three runs over seven innings on six hits. And the righty Mason Erla comes in. Faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. The pitch. Brown chops it towards third. Wagaman again to his left. Grabs it. Fires the first in time. And for the second straight AB, Brown crowns out third. And it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. Erla this season makes his 24th appearance of the year, a 2.27 ERA in 31 and two-thirds innings, 7 walks and 22 strikeouts. First pitch misses off the inside corner for ball one. Miller made a little bit of history last time up in the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Last time up, he was hit by a pitch for the 21st time this season. That breaks Jacob Nottingham's franchise record set back in 2017. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. In that 2017 season, Nottingham, Shuckers catcher, got hit 20 times. Nobody's done it since until Darian Miller here in 2024. 2-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner. Changeup at 88. And the count's at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Off the outside corner, ball 4. And the Shuckers get a man on with one away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez digs in, very back of the left-handed box. He's 0 for 3 tonight. One out, one on. 3-2 Shuckers in the eighth. The righty Erla fingers. Called strike. The outside corner, a sinker at 94. Justin Yeager's warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers closer leads the team with 12 saves this season. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez backs up, takes inside, but it's a called strike. Changeup at 88, and the count goes to 0-2. Martinez is not too happy about that call. Takes a moment outside the box and now steps in. The 0-2 pitch. Martinez takes up and in. Rolled the ball at 93. The count's at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez rolls it to second. Goble gobbles it up, fires to second for one. The throw to first and a hop, not in time. It hits Brown in the face off the hop. And Martinez beats it out. Second straight time he's reached in a fielder's choice. Miller's retired. What a terrific effort by Goble at second. Dove got it well on his knees. Fired to second for one. Late throw to first on two bounces. And Adam Hall digs in, right-handed bat, is 0 for 3 tonight. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the eighth. Martinez at first. And Randy Erla takes a moment. Now comes home. Popped up, first base side, foul territory. Brown gives it a look, but it's into the seats. And the count goes to 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor today, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Erla fires. Hall chops it towards third, out of Wagaman's reach. Guzman grabs it at short, fires to first in time, and we go to the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead through eight. And up comes Justin Yeager to try and close it out for the Shuckers in the ninth. Back after this on the Shuckers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Luxie, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We We go to the ninth, and it's a Pafford EMS save opportunity. All save opportunities in 2024 brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. The righty Justin Yeager enters. Sam Carlson done after an inning and two-thirds scoreless. No walks, one strikeout, 13 pitches, 12 of them strikes. And the righty Yeager faces the lefty Orlando Martinez. Yeager got the save two nights ago for the Shuckers in a 3-2 win. They're up 3-2 now. Pitch to Martinez. First pitch is a slider that misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager's converted 12 of 15 Pafford EMS save opportunities this year. Today's his 34th appearance, 3.31 ERA. The pitch, slider, finds the outside corner for strike one. 35 and a third innings, 8 walks, and 39 strikeouts. He'll face two lefties in this inning. The 1-1 pitch, Martinez hits it high in the air, but not very deep out to right center. O'Reilly races out. Rodriguez, the center fielder's in, and he makes the catch. One away, and the left-handed hitting Sam Brown comes up. Brown's 0 for 3 tonight with two strikeouts. 3-2 Shuckers. The pitch misses up and in for ball one. The pitch just misses low and away. Fastball at 96. And the count goes to 2-0. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead. One out, nobody on in the top of the ninth. Yeager comes home. Misses low. And the count runs to 3-0. The pitch misses inside, and it's a four-pitch walk to Brown. Brings up the righty Tyler Payne. Payne's 0 for 3 tonight. Fly to left last time up in the seventh. And now a pinch runner. Brown comes out, and in comes Chad Stevens. So the trash pandas put and a little more speed on the base paths. As the righty Payne digs in. One out, one on in the ninth. Yeager fires. Payne takes a slider on the inside corner for strike one. Payne's 0 for 3 tonight. Again, foot to left last time up. Struck out on a fastball back in the first. Short lead off first for Stevens. Bovee holds him on. Yeager delivers. Misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Stevens off to second. Payne lifts it foul. First base side and into the seats. Count goes to 1-2. Yeager checks first. Now comes home. Payne swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 95, and there's two away. And it comes down to the left-handed hitting Tucker Flint. 0 for 2 today, two strikeouts. He's been hit by a pitch. That came last time up in the seventh. Got him right in the ankle. It's a 3-2 Shuckers lead in the ninth. One on, two away. Yeager checks back to first, a bit high and wide. Bovee off the bag, able to corral it.
Come on, Yeager, get this guy.
Yeager comes in. Now the pitch, Stevens off to second. Pitch misses up, throw to second. The tag, not in time. That almost ended it right there. Stevens just gets in. And the count's at 1-0. That was a perfect throw from Darian Miller. Stevens just a little too fast. Counts at a ball and no strikes. Tying run now in scoring position for Racket City. And the Shuckers bring the outfield in a bit. 1-0 pitch. Tips it into Miller's mitt. Slider at 85 and the count's at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Yeager fires. Flint drives it out to right. Hall back on it. Rounds it off with a warning track. Makes the catch and the Shuckers win it. A dominant start from Logan Henderson. A dominant night at the plate from Mike Bovey. And the Shuckers win it by a 3-2 final. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base for the Trash Pandas. And the Shuckers just keep on winning in this second half. 20-11. They become the second double-A team to 20 wins in the second half. And they're at 50 wins overall in the season. 50-48 on the year. 20-11 in the second half. While Racket City falls to 46-52 on the year, 13-17 in the second half. Two runs, three hits, and an error tonight for Racket City. Three runs, six hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Logan Henderson, the win, improves to 6-2 on the season. Jack Ohanowicz, the loss, falls to 5-8, while Justin Yeager picks up his 13th save of the season. Mike Bobies gets set to join David Blackwell, first base side, as our Ground Zero Blues Club post-game player interview and our player of the game. What a night from Bobie. 3-for-4, finishes a triple shy of the cycle in his second game back from the injured list, and he drives in all three runs for the Shuckers. He's alongside Blackwell.
With David Blackwell, our team technician, I'm down here with the Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game, Mike Bobie. Mike, great night for you. You had a double in the bottom of the third, scoring Dylan and Connor, and then you got to get done. Try to give you as much room as you could. You had the double in the bottom of the third, Dylan and Connor score, and then you come up next to that, and so on, and you score, and you provide all three RBIs. You had to be seeing the ball really well. Tell us about your night. Hey, great crowd here tonight. Biloxi King Cakes. We got some fireworks here to watch.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go Shuckers.
Big thank you to Mike Bobie joining David Blackwell, first base side, as our post-game Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. What a night from the Shuckers. Their third straight game scoring exactly three runs, and they've won each and every one of them. 3-2 tonight, 3-1 a night ago, and 3-2 on Wednesday, as the Shuckers become the first team in the Southern League to 20 wins in the second half. We'll take a break, come back, and it's time to wrap it all up. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard Barber.
Testing 1-2,
Barber
testing 1-2.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as we wrap everything up from a big-time Shuckers win, a 3-2 final over the Rocket City Trash Pandas on a fireworks Friday. That's all the popping noise you hear in the background. But the Shuckers get a big-time win. They score three runs for the third consecutive game. They've won all three of them. 3-2 tonight, 3-1 a night ago, and 3-2 on Wednesday. Shuckers, three runs, six hits, and no errors. For the Trash Pandas, two runs, three hits, and an error. It was a night of two different guys, Logan Henderson on the mound for the Shuckers and Mike Bovee at the plate. Logan Henderson, 6 1/3 innings, sets a brand new career high, gives up two runs on two hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts on just 79 pitches. He gets the win at 6-2 now on the season, while Mike Bovee at the plate finishes a triple shy of the cycle, 3-for-4 with a single, two RBI double, and a solo homer after getting activated off the injured list yesterday. He goes 3-for-4, drives in all three runs. The loss goes to Jack Ohanowicz. He is at 5-8 in the season, and Justin Yeager picks up his 13th save of the season. With the win, the Shuckers have won five of their last six. They're at 50-48 on the season, 20-11 in the second half. They're the first Southern League team to 20 wins in the second half of the year, while the Trash Pandas fall to 46-52 on the season, 13-17 in the second half. Time to get to today's scoring summary. Orlando Martinez in the first inning made it a 1-0 Trash Pandas lead with an RBI double into center. After that, though, Logan Henderson locked things down in a big-time way, retired each of the next 16 batters before Eric Wagaman hit a homer in the sixth that made it at that point a 3-2 ball game. Shuckers, two runs in the third off the two RBI double from Mike Bovee. His solo shot in the fifth made it 3-1. Again, Eric Wagaman, a solo shot in the sixth inning, made it 3-2, and that was it. Sam Carlson and Justin Yeager, 2 2/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen as the Shuckers win it by a 3-2 final over Rocket City. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up on the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. All comes your way next right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary as your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh, the fireworks are starting to reach their conclusion at Keesler Federal Park. Terrific crowd on a Friday night, 2,500 in attendance as you can hear the fireworks popping off in the background. And this crowd, a lot to get excited about tonight. Shuckers win it by a 3-2 final. They become the first Southern League team to 20 wins in the second half. They're at 20-11 in the half at 50-48 overall. They've won five of their last six. Well, the Trash Pandas have lost seven of eight. They're at 46-52 on the season, 13-17 in the second half. Three runs, six hits, no errors tonight for the Shuckers. Two runs, three hits, and an error for Rocket City. Logan Henderson, the win, improves to 6-2 on the season. Jack Ohanowicz, the loss, falls to 5-8. Justin Yeager picks up his 13th save of the season in a speedy one, a game that takes just 2 hours and 5 minutes here at Keesler Federal Park. Time to take a look at the Owan Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in action. Bottom of the sixth inning, Smokies and M-Braves are knotted at six, about 2 hours north in Pearl. Meanwhile, bottom five, the Biscuits lead the Barons by a 2-0 score. They suspended the game between the Lookouts and the Blue Wahoos. 4-2 Lookouts in the top of the fifth. They'll resume the game tomorrow and then play the second half of the game, scheduled for seven innings in what will be a doubleheader. Time to take a look at the Brewers scoreboard update around the organization. The Big League Club currently in action against the Washington Nationals. It is an 8-3 winner for the crew over the Nationals as the Brewers improve to 61-47 on the season. Elsewhere in the organization, two games still in action. Bottom 10, Carolina needs just one run to walk it off. They are tied at five with the Charleston River Dogs. Meanwhile, bottom of the eight, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers lead the South Bend Cubs, bottom eight, by a 4-2 score. Finals elsewhere in the system in the Dominican Republic. Brewers 2 defeats DSL Tampa Bay 7-5, while Brewers 1 defeats Padres Gold by a 6-5 score. Final in AAA, the Nashville Sounds fall by an 11-2 final against the Gwinnett Stripers. Shuckers get the win tonight at 20-11 in the second half, behind yet another dominant performance from Logan Henderson, and they're back in action tomorrow. A 6:05 p.m. first pitch. Shuckers yet to announce their starter yet, while the righty Sam Bachman makes the start for Rocket City. Bachman 0-3 with a 4.19 earned run average. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. It is a Beach Chicken's bobblehead giveaway, presented by Kaneka Sausage. Make sure to come out to the ballpark, be one of the first 1,000 fans, and get yourself one of the coolest bobbleheads the Shuckers are giving away here in 2024. Also an opportunity to watch the Shuckers play as the Beach Chickens for one of the final times in 2024. Shuckers win it by a final score tonight by a 3-2 score. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Two runs, three hits, and an error for the Trash Pandas. 6:05 first pitch. Tomorrow night, we'll be at you with pregame at 5:45 on the Shuckers Radio Network as the Shuckers look to continue with one of the hottest teams in AA, 20-11 in the second half. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. First pitch, 6:05, 5:45 pregame on the Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit Biloxi Shuckers.